I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Monroe City Council approved a request from the city's administration to solicit proposals from firms to study the feasibility of a multifunctional intermodal facility that would replace the city's bus terminal on Catalpa Street. The city will now solicit requests for qualifications from a company to help with site selection and plans for the facility. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo's administration wants to hire a consultant who specializes in traffic management to perform the study to determine the cost of the project, where it would be located, and funding sources available to pursue it. The study would also evaluate traffic flow patterns and quality of parking available in proposed locations. The study would cost $100,000 with all funding from the Federal Transit Administration. The actual construction of the site is expected to cost about $12 million. Louisiana's Democratic Party says it will have a strong get-out-the-vote effort for the lone Democrat running for the congressional seat representing Northeast Louisiana. The party announced Tuesday that its governing body voted to endorse Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo in the 5th District race. State Democratic Party Chair Karen Carter-Peterson says that endorsement will be backed by door-knocking, mailers, as well as advertising and other support for Mayo. 9 candidates are running in the November 4th election, including Republican incumbent Vance McAllister, trying to overcome a cheating scandal that threatened his re-election. Mayo ran unsuccessfully for the congressional seat in last year's special election that sent McAllister to Washington. The Monroe mayor hopes that since he's the only Democrat in the race this year, he has a better shot at victory. Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden unveils the next round of Louisiana's out-of-state Pick Your Passion ad campaign. In 2013, the State Department of Tourism celebrated the Year of Music. This year, the marketing focus is on Louisiana culture. Darden says next year's ads will be about all the food in the Bayou State.
This by no means says to you that we're only looking at that as a marketing tool, but we're concentrating our efforts in that because we had so much success doing so with music.
Darden says the ads will run in spring of 2015, likely in Memphis, Denver, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Atlanta, and other major markets. He says the effort is working well, and they just learned this week there was a 7.5% increase so far in 2014.
Which is particularly encouraging since last year we had the Super Bowl, and that's really the only month, February, that was kind of down from occupancy. All the other drivers of data for the hotel industry, the average daily rate, are all up as well.
Darden says one of the ways they're going to make sure tourism efforts stay alive throughout the entire state is that he'll be making stops in growing high-profile areas in Louisiana. Today is the statistical peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. State climatologist Barry Kimes says that means historically half of all the hurricanes in the season occur before September 10th, and then half occur after.
Now, so far, we've had 5 named storms this season. So we're on course, basically, to have 10 named storms this season, which is kind of getting near average. I mean, 10 to 12 would be an average season, so we're on the bottom end of that average range.
Kimes says we've really seen almost zero tropical activity in the U.S. this season, which is following almost exactly what we saw last year.